So let's move on to a discussion of new agents and treatment strategies. And to get things rolling, Dave, can you present your patient?
This is an 82-year-old woman who actually is pretty active. She has a new granddaughter and cares for her through the week while her son-in-law and daughter work. So she's not restricted in any way. She's very busy. But she had been diagnosed with advanced squamous lung cancer a few years prior and actually taken care of by a colleague in the community and had received chemotherapy. She did okay with that chemotherapy in terms of not having a lot of side effects, but really didn't get much of clinical benefit from it.
Where was her disease?
She had advanced disease, so she had obvious lung involvement with skeletal extension as well, but no brain involvement, no clinical symptoms really from it other than some occasional pain and fatigue. Those are really her main complaints.
So at the time you saw her, how many lines of therapy had she had and kind of what was her situation?
Yeah, so at that time she had received carboplatin and paclitaxel, and then she went on to receive gemcitabine. Her oncologist had given her that, and that's when I got the phone call. Would I mind seeing her for another opinion? She had progressed through those therapies over a course of about 18 months.
And what was her sort of quality of life and her lifestyle at that point, and what was on her mind?
I think she had grown a little bit skeptical about the value of systemic therapy, of chemotherapy, that here she had tried two rounds of therapy without much benefit, and yet was willing to try other things. Again, she had a new granddaughter, so she wanted to be around if there was a chance that some therapy could extend her life and ease the progression of this cancer. I think she was interested in trying that. It's worth mentioning her son-in-law, who's fantastic, is a paramedic, so he has a healthcare background. And so he was pushing, motivating his mother-in-law to seek additional opinion.
So she actually had kind of done pretty well, Mark, but on the other hand, seems to be kind of running out of, non-protocol options. Just based on what you've heard, what would you be thinking about in this lady outside of a trial setting, and what would you thinking about in terms of her future?
And David, what was her smoking history? That's the only thing you didn't
know. So she was a heavy smoker,
but
she's 82, and she quit probably about 15, 18 years ago.
Yeah, so this lady's a fit elderly woman. We're talking about what her options would be in the third line setting, essentially. Her performance status right now is pretty good, and she's active in doing things. Kind of the two standard choices that she would have would be either erlotinib or docetaxel in that particular setting. I asked about the smoking history because, she seems to have a very indolent disease, and that always makes me kind of think about if she were a never smoker with squame, which is very unusual, but I would think about testing her. But I'm not sure I would in this setting for the usual things that we test about, because that would open up some options.